This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. You know, what's one important characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One name is Al-Alim. And I personally think that this name is very important when we speak to children, when we speak to non-Muslims, when we speak to anyone. It's a universal characteristic that is good to start with when talking to people about the Creator. When we talk about predestination, you know, predestination, people may have a problem with why would God allow bad things to happen, quote unquote. Well, we should ask firstly if they believe in a God. And if they do, understanding that the characteristic of God is knowledge. But then let's get a little deeper. Is it possible to say, or does it make sense, or is it right or godly to say that God does not know, dot, dot, dot? If we believe in a deity and he has all power and he is perfect, that means he's perfect within his names and attributes. From them is knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in chapter number 6, verse number 59, in the 8th juz of the Quran, where he says, after a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He starts off by saying, and with him are the keys to the unseen. No one knows except him. And he knows what is in on land and in the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And not a leaf falls from a tree except that he knows it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And no grain in the darkness of the earth, that is in the depths of the darkness of the earth. وَلَا رَطُبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Whether that grain is moist or dry, except that it is in a clear book, a clear, clarified book. So Allah is mentioning here his extensive knowledge. And this is only some examples he gives. That firstly, he says the rule. Look, he is the one that knows the unseen. No one knows except him. Then he gives you a small example of things that you may know and things that you may realize that you know within yourself you have no knowledge of. Of a grain that is in the earth right now. Is it dry? Is it moist? You have no idea. You have no idea if a leaf is falling outside from a tree right outside of your house. If a tree was behind you, if a plant was behind you, you don't know the situation of the plant except that you have to go and look at it. The knowledge of these things simultaneously, all at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it and he knows it. So firstly, when we look at predestination, understanding the knowledge of Allah, he knows what was, what is, what will be, and what hasn't been, hypothetically, if it was to be, how it would be, the knowledge of Allah is of that. That's his knowledge. So when he predestines something, that is only appropriate for the one that has all knowledge. And then we also look at the extent of his knowledge by giving, there's no limit to his knowledge, but he gives us these examples to show that we have no comparison to him. And thirdly, he confirms that there is a prescribed tablet. That all of this is in something called Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, the prescribed tablet. So the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as all of his names and attributes are perfect, endless, no flaw within them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that understand the extent of his knowledge, accept what he chooses based on his knowledge and wisdom and might. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when we think of that and we ponder over that, it increases us in our iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.